It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The iconic buildings and layout of the University of Colorado Boulder campus took more than a century to fully realize. But a unique and intricate construction project seeks to replicate much of that work in a matter of months versus years. KUNC Arts reporter Carrie Saldo has more.
Those familiar with the history of Boulder and CU know the building referred to as Old Main was once the entirety of the university campus. That was 138 years ago. And now this foundational building across from Mackey Auditorium is one of five that's been recreated entirely from Legos.
It's really exciting to see how they can take so many little pieces and create such different dynamics to the model.
Allison Smith is director of the CU Boulder Heritage Center, which commissioned Hit the Bricks. In all, 500,000 of the plastic building blocks have been used to create a series of vignettes, both real and imagined, that bring the campus and its history center to life.
We're a hidden gem on the campus. We are on the northwest corner, and so a lot of students don't get to walk over here.
Some of the vignettes in the 12 by 17 foot model were inspired by actual things. A bear climbing a tree, and the pendulum at the CU's Duane Physical Laboratory.
One thing to remember is that each one of these little parts has been hand created or hand placed. And so none of this comes pre-worked. All of it comes in these buckets and bags that you see down here of just miniature pieces that they know how to put together.
We have buildings in different scales. We have them placed in sort of the area where they're supposed to be.
That's Jessica Rigney. She's the project manager and a member of the Colorado-Wyoming Lego Users Group, or CALUG for short. The group builds for fun and for commissions such as this.
When you're talking about Lego parts in particular, everybody knows the Lego brick. Standard brick is 2x4 studs, and that's like one brick on top of the other, staggered or whatever. And there are other techniques where you turn the brick out, so the studs face out, and they call that snot, which is studs not on top.
All of the display showcases the skill, imagination, and humor of the 9-member CALUG design build team, including Joel Hornbeck. He traveled more than an hour from Wellington to take part in the project.
I've been a collector and a builder since my parents gave me my first set when I was 3.
That was 34 years ago.
I've got kids of my own. I'm sharing the hobby with them, the enjoyment with them. So it's a lot of fun.
As true to life as some facets are, like Old Main, other elements of the design are meant to be fun, says Allison Smith.
There are things here that you have to stretch the imagination a little bit for.
Even looks like there's a little fire.
Little radioactivity in there.
Planning for the $45,000 project began in January, with the actual building starting in October. Some of the builders generated their designs using CAD drawings, while others approached their work freeform. Either way, in this setting, there's no chance of glimpsing the finished design on a package to confirm that you're right. And Smith says they want to extend that excitement to visitors as well.
It's not meant to be a static exhibit. It's meant to be something that you can come back and discover new elements all the time.
Unlike other Lego installations seen in Colorado in recent years, the Heritage Center intends to expand the display annually. A version of the Fisk Planetarium is slated to be added next year. And Smith says the center plans to develop scavenger hunts that challenge children and their young-at-heart counterparts to locate happenings within the display. For KUNC and Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.